Hello, dear ones. Just giving you a heads up. We've been having technical difficulties this morning, and this is our last result. So my guest will be speaking on her cell phone because she is in another country. We have been unsuccessful with the connection. So I do apologize for the quality, but we wanted to do this podcast because Audrey is a wealth of wisdom and information. And I will invite her back to the Treasures You podcast, and hopefully we will make a great connection. Greetings, dear ones. I am Sonia, the host of the Treasures You podcast. Realizing that consciousness is emerging, its infrastructure network of illusion, we are the architects spiraling in our own legacy throughout the infinity, bearing witness, reflecting, and visualizing this unadulterated existence into a manifested reality. Life is infinite, and so are you. And this is the treasure is you. Hello, dear ones. I have a beautiful guest on the Treasures You podcast, and I would like to just give a brief description. She is a born mystic, intuitive, clairvoyant, healer, author. She is a diversity expander. She is an artist, a course creator, and to sum it up, she is a transformational goddess of light. And her name is Audrey Arby. Welcome to the Treasures You podcast.
Hi, everybody. And hi, Sonia. And thank you so much for this. And by the way, I have to tell everyone, Sonia is amazing.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
So, you're welcome. So, let me get into Morph. And it's spelled M-O-R-P-H, Morph. Mm-hmm. And it has to do with change. And the way I use it, when the guides told me that it was time to do courses, somebody I know said to me, what is the first thing a person needs to do as they embark on their transformational journey? And that was obvious to me. They have to love themselves.
Yes.
So my first course is called Morph into the Magic of Self-Love. Mm-hmm. And I spell self, and you'll see almost whenever I write it, capital S, little s, E-L-F, and the capital S stands for soul essence self, and the little s stands for ego personality self, because we are all of that. We are more than that, but that is definitely what we are. So morph, and the morph force has to do with the person growing and evolving spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, energetically, and I don't know how to say this, and through their frequency and vibration.
Right.
I designed it as a 6-week course. However, I am one of these people that are super content rich. I mean, I'm a writer, so I write. Okay. And someone who takes the course can take it over 6 months, you can take it longer, and once you complete the course, you keep the course, it's digital, and you can take it over and over and over and over again, and it'll be like a different course, because as I said, there's a lot of material in it.
Right.
I teach you breathing attunements. I actually do the breathing attunements, and I was videoed. I didn't do that one myself. I actually had a videographer. Videoing me do the breathing attunements. I teach transformational techniques. I literally show you how to do them.
Yes.
Then there's the written material, because I'm a writer. And then there's other stuff. And then there is a half-hour audio. That is the part you have to do. You have to listen to it, and I give you about 10 minutes, give or take, at the end to practice anything that I have either discussed or what comes up to you.
Right.
And I guarantee the course. And I have been told you're not supposed to do that. So I have to tell you, I'm not somebody who tends to follow what you're supposed to do.
Yes, good. I'm the same way.
I tend to be, I follow the guidance. I always have. Well, now and then I don't follow it and find out what a mistake that is.
Yes.
And, okay, I can assure you it's a mistake for me not to follow the guidance. The people who have taken the course and gotten back to me have thanked me and blessed me, and I bless them, by the way, because they all grew.
Right.
And everyone. I don't call everyone up and say, so did you grow? What are they going to say? I mean, you can't get that. No? Yes? So I don't do that. But people will come back to me and tell me how they grew.
Yes.
What they're doing, and that they're on the course the second time, some are on the course the third time. And I do have other courses because they keep getting more from it.
Right.
And so I'll ask a couple of questions now for those of you that are listening. And I'm going to say this, okay? Sonia and I'm in Costa Rica right now.
Yes.
And I'm from New York, born in New York, and spent 18 and a half years in New York, and then moved to Florida. And now, long story, it doesn't matter, I'm in Costa Rica. And my internet was working, everything was working, but somehow we couldn't quite get things up with video.
Right.
So this is audio. Anyway, ask yourself, literally, do I love myself? And write the answer. Don't just sit there, okay? Well, you could just sit there, but really write the answer. See what shows up to you.
Right.
And then, and I've done this in workshops, because most people's hands would shoot up, yes, I love myself, yay! And then I ask, do you love your body? Pay attention to that. If so, if there's some part I don't love, what is that? Do I know and do I handle my emotions well? Am I happy with how I handle emotions? Do I handle emotions? Do I express what I feel? Do I even know what I feel?
Right.
Okay. Am I allowing myself to grow? Do I do anything so that I grow intellectually? So I bring more wisdom to myself? Because that's all part of self-love, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Do I, in a way, to enhance my health and my wellness? Because, folks, I've been around for a moment or two at this point in time, and I will tell you straight up that if people, you, I'll say you, because I'm talking to you, if you refuse to eat in some kind of hopeful manner, as you dance through the years, walk through the years, jump through the years, you will find that eating healthily, okay, I am mostly vegan, mostly raw vegan. I'm not saying you have to be that.
Right.
But definitely doing a lot of plant-based, as organic as possible, because things are sprayed. And if you've kept up with anything at all, there are now microplastics in the air, in food, in water, in your body. So it's really important for you, for me, for any of us, to get as healthful food as possible.
Right.
And all the studies that I've seen, and I haven't looked at every study that's ever been presented, but the ones that I've seen, do espouse a plant-based diet. And if you want plant-based, vegan, vegetarian, which is a little different, and my urging and my suggestion is at least once every week, one day a week, a full day, you can start with one meal, build it up to a full day, be plant-based. One, your health is going to benefit.
Yes.
Two, you are helping the planet. If everybody did this, the whole business with climate change would be slowing down. So this is some, just some of what's in the Morph course.
Right.
It's also fun because I, you have to have fun in life.
Yes.
You have to. You have to learn how to laugh.
Yes.
And if you are a parent, oh my God. If you want to really have some success of being a parent, you have to learn how to laugh.
Oh,
not at your
yeah.
kids. Don't do that. Well, okay, or they at you. That's a separate thing. But if you don't know how to laugh through life, You have to know how to laugh.
Yes.
You have to know how to acknowledge who you are.
Yes.
Gratitude is super important. So part of the course daily is an aspect, and I will give you the affirmations, and you could make up your own, where you have gratitude and appreciation, and it's real for your own individual self.
Right.
And just being alive is a journey. Getting through a day is a journey. And as long as you are allowing yourself to grow and evolve, this is important. Now, I don't teach religion. I kind of steer clear of that.
Right.
I do bring forth spirituality, which can be for anyone. This is not for any one particular group or any particular complexion or every. No. This is for anybody, so you will find yourself growing and evolving. And when you study or take any of the courses or work or healings or anything that I do, you will discover your intuition grows more and more and more. One of my teachers said there's something about the way that I'm made that when people study with me, they start to transform. So I thought this was a good thing. Wow.
Yes.
I discovered, literally from out of my life, that I was going out with this guy, and as we started to go out, stuff in his, oh my gosh, stuff in his life that he had not dealt with started to show up in his face. Well, not literally in his face, but started to show up, and he had to deal with it. And then I became aware that transformation to people that may not always want to can show up in various ways.
Yes.
So did I expect that? No, but did he benefit? Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Because the things that he hadn't been dealing with, and no, I'm not going to tell you that story, needed to happen. And as it happened, he benefited.
Wow.
So that's part of the more course. There's a lot more. There's music. There's knowing how to do the both sides of the brain. There's lots. There's lots. Go to the landing page.
This
is me urging you and suggesting go to the landing page, which is Audrey Now, audreynow.com/morph, M-O-R-P-H. And you'll see me talking about whatever I'm talking. I will teach a breathing attunement on some of it. And I don't recall what I'm giving away certain things. I don't remember what they are. But on my website, I don't, because I have three different courses. I don't remember what's given away in each one. But I do have four different books. So what I definitely give away is a free sampler for each book. So the names of the books, and I did something most people say you don't do it that way, but I wasn't making the plan. My very first book is called The Mother's Manual, a spiritual and practical guide to child rearing and motherhood.
Okay.
Because to me, it starts at home.
Yes.
And I'm a born Cancerian, born under the sun sign of Cancer. And that's the sign of the bomb.
Yeah.
And I'm that in both Western astrology and in Vedic astrology. So that's the first one. So you'll get, if you want it, okay, you don't have to get it. You can have a good sample of that book, and I call it TMM, The Mother's Manual. The other next book is What If You Are and Life is Miraculous, and that is my ABC affirmation art coloring book, and it is adorable. So on the first printing, I am a really ecological kind of woman. I've been doing this before it became a thing that we're supposed to do. So I've been doing this a while.
Yes.
And so the next book, the print format, is printed on 100% post-consumer recycled paper. Because the idea of my books using up trees, I can't even talk about it. I start to cry.
Wow.
That just can't be what I bring to the earth. So the book is now an ebook so that you can get it without having to deal with the paper. And what I tell my clients, what I'm going to say to you, when you print anything out, yes, please do buy, if you can, recycled paper.
Yes.
I'm in Costa Rica now, so I'm not even sure where I could get recycled paper.
Right.
But I have a couple of reams of paper I bought from the United States with me,
mm-hmm.
and those are recycled. The third book is Vim, Vigor, Vitality, Vegan. And then it is also an Ashwagandha water specialty. I drink a special kind of water
mm-hmm.
that I have the machine. You'll learn about it there. I'm into health, okay?
Yes.
I'm good. I didn't know I was going to say this, but they're saying to say it. I'm in my eighth decade, and I have the energy of somebody, oh, my God, a fraction of that.
Yes. I know.
This is...
I know that, yes.
Yeah, if you, who I'm speaking to,
yes.
really want to go through the years and maintain your vitality, your zest for living, your forward momentum, yes, sometimes we have to take a pause.
Yes.
You just need to let everything go, retreat, stay in bed, do whatever, with or without a partner, do whatever it may take for you just to let the world handle itself
mm-hmm.
while you deal with your own self.
Right.
Okay, definitely be having pleasure in your life, by the way. Vim, Vigor, Vitality, Vegan, DVVV, that's a book. The first half is about health and wellness, and the second is recipes.
Okay.
Now, I love chocolate. Okay, I have loved chocolate for my life.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a kid, it was made, it still is depending where, with white sugar and stuff like that. That is not the chocolate to eat.
Right.
So I have recipes in there that you can make raw vegan.
Mm-hmm.
I call it Nustard, N-U-S-T-A-R-D, like custard.
Uh-huh.
The N is the nut. And I will give you the ingredients. They're proportioned and all that. I'm not sure if that's in the free sampler, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Go look. It's on my website, AudreyNow, AudreyNow.com. But here's the ingredient, okay? If you're lucky enough to actually have fresh coconut, not the stuff in a can, don't use that. I don't advocate that, okay?
Right.
If you have fresh coconut, which I can get because I'm in Costa Rica, you use about a I'm actually going to give the recipe. Oh, look, good. Okay. You use about 3 cups of that. You use about a cup of soaked, raw, organic nuts, not the kind of nuts that have been salted, that
right.
have been put in oil, that, not that.
None of that,
not
yes.
that. And the reason you soak it is there's something in nuts, I forgot what it's called, that could make it a little bit hard to digest.
Mm-hmm.
So you soak it for 4 or 5 hours, boil off the water, use the nuts. The one that makes the creamiest mustard, by the way, is cashews. The
yes.
one that has the highest protein value is almonds. I use all kind of nuts.
Right.
Okay, all of them. And also you can use seeds like pumpkin seeds and sunflower seeds and that kind of stuff.
Right.
So there's that, about a cup of nuts, give or take, and then about 6 dates, D-A-T-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
And I use a little bit of almond extract, and yeah, my stuff is organic. And what did I leave out? Oh, you have to use the cacao because this is chocolatey. Okay?
Yeah, we can't forget so that.
That is like the it. So because I am in Costa Rica and I can get the actual raw cacao pod, not everywhere. So I use that. I dehydrate it. That's a whole other experience. But you can go to the health food store. It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Wow.
This is not like an inner part. I don't know if anybody knows this. This was a shock to me.
Uh-huh.
When you open the pod, I crack like both ends. I kind of cut them off. The middle of it is like gooey.
Mm.
These cacao thing, it's got like this gooey stuff. I'm sure it's got a fancy name. I don't know the fancy name.
Right.
I stick all that in my Excalibur dehydrator at very low, at about 110 degrees,
mm-hmm.
so that the enzymes are still alive, which is why, by the way, raw vegan. Because you get the enzymes, and that's what gives us our nutrition. That is really, really, really important.
Mm. Yes.
And I could dehydrate, if you give or take, about 2 days, and I separate the different. They're not really called kernels of nut, whatever. And there's a thing in it that when I look at it, it looks like a skeleton,
mm-hmm.
but it does. It literally looks like a little skeleton, but it's part of the cacao. So do I use it? Yes, I do. I dehydrate it all. I figure it's in there. It's got nutrition. There you go. It's vegan. I'm good.
Right.
And so you use, God, I just take handfuls. So if I'm using the pods, it's about 2 pods. If you're using, go to the health food store and get, it'll say raw organic cacao, C-A-C-A-O,
mm-hmm.
nibs, N-I-B-S. Those are the things cut up. And depending on the size of your hand and how much chocolate you use, because I literally take a handful and throw it in.
Oh, okay.
And you need, if you don't want to use that and you want to use actual ground up cacao, you can. It's not the same, but it's still good. And then I advocate a Vitamix. Now, okay. I don't get paid by Vitamix, but to me, it is the best. If you have a regular kind of blender, mm-hmm. it is not going to be strong enough to whip all this stuff up
right.
so it's smooth, luscious, creamy, and delicious.
Right, yes.
And if it isn't that, you do not have mustard. So that is kind of the basic recipe. Do mm-hmm. I change it and shift it around every single job?
Yeah, wow.
So it always tastes a little bit different, and it's always delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I serve it, you may as well know the whole thing, because I make a thing out. I eat it for breakfast.
Wow.
Because it's high in protein. I do.
Mm-hmm.
It's high in protein because of the nuts and because I like chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And this is cacao. And I might put in, a blob of that in a cup. And then I might add sunflower seeds. And then I might have some sliced strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little bit more of, and I keep adding more of the mustard. And I might top it off with sliced banana or plantain.
Right.
Do it however you want. Enjoy it. It is good for you, provided you don't eat the whole thing in one sitting, that I do not recommend.
Mm-hmm.
And that you have it once a day, not 7 times a day. And allow yourself to fully enjoy. Part of being a healthy human being is enjoying being alive.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Because and you can cry. I mean, there are sadnesses.
Mm-hmm.
Don't block that. If you need to yell, if you're angry, I teach. In the book, of course, I teach. I'm not going to teach it now. It's called 1-2-3 Roar, mm-hmm. and you end up becoming sort of a lion.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting the anger out. First, you do the protective prayer. Oh, you can get a copy of the protective prayer
mm-hmm.
right on the website. You can print it out.
Okay.
So say you have to, say you're feeling annoyed with something.
Right.
It could be anything, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you want to get those feelings out. Years ago, clients asked me, so how do I get out my anger without contaminating the energy on the earth? So the guides gave me, I think it was in 1995, something like that,
mm-hmm.
the protective prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I use it a lot. And it goes something like this. You have to say it. You have to mean it. You need to feel it. You don't just rattle it off.
Right.
It has to be real for you. And you do it either before any transformational process and or when you simply need to get some feelings out
mm-hmm.
that are something other than loving and gentle and kind. And you want to say blah, 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 blah. And you don't want that energy to really go in the world. And you really don't want to create mayhem with somebody, even if for the moment you may feel it. You don't really want to do it, my dear. You are a soul.
Mm-hmm.
You are a being of light. And it's our time to go higher. So here's the protective prayer.
Okay.
Anything I may say, whether with my mouth, my mind, any other part of me, whether I say it verbally or I say it quietly, is to be taken into the universe, the multiverse, as light and love or anything higher. Anyone I may mention in any way, shape, or form, including myself, is to be protected with light and love and or anything that might be a higher vibration than that. Any result that of this is to lead to light and love. I do this for my highest good, the highest good of all concerned, the highest good of the universe. May I be filled with light and love and anyone else who wants it and or anything higher. And then I can
Right.
That you can see, or that you can hear, or that you have consciousness,
mm-hmm.
or you have, whatever it might be, say thank you. And
yes.
the more you say it, and the more you feel it, and the more you allow it to attract back to you,
yes.
you become like a little grout, or big, I say little, I'm 4'10", everybody thinks I'm little. Okay, yeah, even my grandkids. I'm taller than you, Grammy. Okay, but I do. Anyway, you allow yourself to really be real with it.
Mm-hmm.
I say at another time you're annoyed and you want to say, blah, 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 blah. Do the protective prayer. Say the whatever it is with the full force of your being. Do not muffle yourself. That would be like muffling your orgasms, and most people do not want to muffle their orgasms. So you want to allow all of this to come out with your full being, and after you've done that, you again say thank you, and if you choose to again do the protective prayer, do it, and then allow yourself to be. Have compassion for yourself.
Right.
Love yourself.
Yes.
Because who else? I mean, there is nothing in you not to love. I'm not saying everything you ever did was wonderful. I have done things I really would prefer I had not.
Right.
Some of that had to do with how I treated my mother sometimes, which is why I wrote the mother's manual, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Part of my intention was to teach her certain things and for me to give thanks. To give thanks.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, just so you know, my mom and I had long since made peace, so I'm clear on that. And now she's not on the earth anymore, but I will still talk to her sometime.
Mm-hmm.
That was not always easy when she was in physical form. We had, in some ways, an adversarial relationship. Do I recommend that? No, but I can't. I'm telling you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But we ended, and we always had the peace. In fact, I am the one, when it was her time to leave the earth, I was the one who was like her a midwife into the next level.
Mm.
I had raised my frequency and her frequency, and I sang for her, and yes, I'm crying because I'm going right back to what that was.
Yeah.
To that and I psychically saw her soul leaving, and I saw this. I felt
wow.
these two other energy beings coming from her. So
wow.
I mean, life is amazing.
Yes, it is.
I'm also an artist.
Yes, that's what I was going to. I was going to say that. I looked on your site and I saw. Let me just say this. Yes. I looked on your site and I saw this, you know, a lot of them, I love them all, but these are the ones who really stuck out to me. As above, so below. I saw that
okay.
one. Mm-hmm. Cosmic Play 2.
Okay. Somebody, I think, bought that one. I don't think I have that one anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Earth Cleanse. I saw that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And one more, Flying Free. Yes.
Oh, I love that. Yes.
That those resonate with me. Like, they jumped out at me.
I may have that one. Those are before I was a painter.
Mm-hmm.
I was using, I call those my loka art because I was doing it. I told you, I am this really, as much as I can be, ecological kind of human being.
Mm-hmm.
So before I was painting, I never thought I could ever paint.
Right.
But now my biggest paintings are 5 feet by 4 feet.
Wow.
And I am 4'10 and a smidge. So
wow.
yes, I sit on chairs.
Wow. That's amazing.
I had to.
Yes, okay. You definitely had to.
Yeah. I mean, I still have art available in the United States that people can purchase. Let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are in Florida, but it's all available. I called my art Audrey Ohm Art, mm-hmm. art that opens the heart.
Yes.
And it does.
It does.
It does.
It does. Yes, okay. I agree.
When you look at these things And again, I lift my frequency and then I would do them and I would turn the page around or the canvas around, not the 5 feet by 4 foot canvas. I couldn't turn that one around, but I painted from the side. I stand on the chair and paint from the top down and all that. Remember, I'm 4'10". So I had to do what I could do to make it happen.
Right.
And if you don't have anything beautiful that you look at, get something. You can buy my art. It doesn't matter where I am.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. Because beauty alone will transform your mentality.
Yes.
It literally.
Absolutely.
Literally changes the, yes, it changes the brainwaves.
Yeah, it changes the frequency. Yes. Yes.
It does. And I did the rest. Now, my fourth book, and this is also kind of like my third online course, is the name of the book is called Raising Race Consciousness, Healing Racism, Sexism, and Other Isms.
Right.
And I don't even know how to say how important I feel this is, because we're a species, and I know some people say we're a baby species, and we're not. Okay, our souls have been around a long time.
Oh, yeah.
We on the earth of a new year. We're on our 2020s and soon 2030s and 2040s and all of this. It is time for us to be done with that foolishness.
Yes.
That kind of stuff has had human beings be doing things that ruin and harm our planet.
Right.
We do not have to live that way. And the course, you get the book free, by the way, if you take the course. It's called Ism Freedom. Be free of the causes and effects of racism, sexism, and other isms.
Right.
And again, the people that have taken the course that have contacted me have told me how much it has helped them.
Mm-hmm.
And just so you know, we deal in the course with many kinds of isms.
Yes.
And whenever I write a course, I study, I meet people, all the exercises in them I have done.
Mm-hmm.
I know they work because I have done them.
Right.
And other people have told me. So if you have had, if you have been the one that did the ism,
right,
you can be healed from it. You don't have to run around with guilt. The genetic karmic patterning, it's time to heal it. If you have been the one that I will say has, quote unquote, received the negative effect of the ism, you do not have to stay with that genetic karmic patterning or what somebody else said or did to or about you. If we want to really thrive as a species, and I really choose for us to thrive, this stuff has to be healed.
Yes.
Has to be. And even if a minimum of 1% of the population, you figure the math, I don't remember the population, a minimum of 1% really reaches the level, I'm going to call it, of clarity, everything starts to shift.
Yes.
In fact, if one person reaches that high frequency, they can shift their very vibration.
Yes.
Can help shift the vibrations of people all around them.
Absolutely.
So this is mega important. The second course is, I call it the sex course. Oh, and the third one is AudreyNow.com/ism. ISM.
Mm-hmm.
The second course, and you can do them in whatever order, okay? Out of requirements. I recommend more first, but again, it's your choice. The second course is called Sexuality, Sensuality, Spirituality, Stupendous Sex, Your Intimacy, Healing, Exuberance Course. Because almost every person, especially women, but men too, that I have dealt with in my work and in my life, has had some kind of yuck experience with sex.
Right.
And carrying that is no good. Or they had it. I have also, by the way, and had yuck experience. And I have healed. I worked with other healers. because I was not going to carry that garbage around with me.
Right.
And in this course, and I've done the course live, well, as like a form of it, but this one, you will change. You can heal. You can heal rape. You can heal having been beaten. Mm-hmm. You can heal if you had a cesarean section birth rather than a natural birth.
Mm-hmm.
Either because you had to. My daughter was birthed by C-section,
mm-hmm.
and she had to be because the placenta was leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But some women were capable of having a normal, quote unquote, normal vaginal birth.
Right.
But the doctor insisted on a C-section, and they felt used. They felt manipulated. They mm-hmm. felt they were deprived.
Right.
Okay. You can heal from that through this course.
Oh.
And again, the way to get to the landing page is audreynow.com/sex. S-E-X.
Okay.
And if you're going to ask, because people have asked me, is it a house in court? Do I teach how to this and how to that and how to the other? It is not meant to be a how-to course. And yes, there are parts of the course that I do teach a little bit of some stuff because it was requested, but it is not mainly a how-to course. Will you be more comfortable with your body and your expression of your healthy sexuality when you take the course? Yes, you will. But do the entire course. Don't stop. Complete the course. Will you get triggered? Yes. Yes. Because stuff will come up.
Right.
Continue the course. Continue. We go beyond that. You do get healed. And the guys were telling me, years ago, a bunch of clients asked me, what is not allowed in sex? So I will tell you, here are some tips. What is not allowed in sex is sex with a kid, a child. That's a no-no.
Mm-hmm.
Sex with somebody who is not in a mental or emotional space,
mm-hmm.
to literally say yes or no, nobody drunk, nobody except on whatever, that's a no, because they are not able to be responsible for who they are.
Right.
So we do not, that's a no. And three, where you really hurt somebody. If somebody likes some S&M or whatever they may like in that, that's not my thing, so I don't have personal, like a whole lot of experience with any of that.
Right.
But you're not allowed to beat someone up.
Right.
You're not allowed to cut them up. You cannot really harm. That's a no. That's a no. The other, if you want to experiment with it to only a certain degree, and that's the choice of the people involved, do it. If you want to have sex with one person or two people or three people, if that's your thing, and everyone agrees, and they're in the space to agree, according to the guys, that's allowed. The highest level of sexuality and connection,
right,
is when two people love themselves, love each other,
mm-hmm.
agree to explore themselves and each other sexually, and do it with love, and hopefully passion,
mm-hmm.
okay, and gentleness, and whatever else may be the thing. That can be the highest.
Right. Mm-hmm. Wow.
The highest level, yeah. The highest level experience I ever had, and this was before my daughter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I went out of my body.
Mm.
I was floating around this place of bliss. And it's the only time in my life that I said to the Creator, and I literally said this, at least with my mind, because I was floating in this bliss. I said, you can take me now. I said, I can't even imagine anything higher than this. I am ready. You can take me now.
Wow.
So I'm glad I was, yeah, it was a astounding. There were no words for it. And I'm a woman that's got words. It was amazing.
Wow.
And when I came, and by the way, there were no substances involved. It was not helpful just so we get that. I wasn't, there was nothing, no substances. Okay?
Right.
None.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I came, I'm going to say down from wherever I was floating,
mm-hmm.
and realized I was making love. I thought, oh, that's what I was doing. And it was with the man who was at the time, my spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, he said, where did you go? And I said, weren't you there?
Wow. That's amazing.
Yes. And I never asked him at the time, what was your experience of me that you asked, where did I go? I can't ask that of him now because he's no longer on the earth,
uh-huh.
by the way.
Uh-huh.
He was young when he left. He was only 47.
Oh.
I mean, he left young.
Yeah.
And I left both that young to be leaving the earth way.
Mm-hmm.
What else would you like me to talk about? What else do I bring forth?
I know. Well, I want to say to you, because you said as a child, you already knew. I don't know your exact words, but as a child, I guess, I knew that there was more to this reality, this physical reality.
Yes.
Knew that. And because of that, I was very quiet. I was shy, but I know that what I was doing is I was observing the world. I was learning. That's what I was doing. Yes. So it's like now as an adult, because I did all this learning and healing, just like, you know, you have been speaking about, because that's what it's about. We have to heal all of these experiences that, guess what, we don't know about. Yeah, so now I can't help but speak. Everything comes out of me because I've learned. I learned so much, and I'm still learning, because this journey is always going to teach you something from every person in your life. So as a child, you knew, and I knew. Is there anything else you want to share as a child, like that you may have seen that was, you know, out of this world, or just anything mystical that you connected with, or?
Yes.
Yes.
I knew that there was more than what we saw.
Yes.
I just know that.
Yes.
I knew, and I've known for years, everything is connected.
Yes.
I did not know how to explain that.
Right.
I just knew that.
Yes.
That's why I said I'm a natural born intuitive. I am.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that I was thinking since little,
mm-hmm.
is that. Did I study it? And no, I was a child.
Yes.
And it was not the conversation in my home. It was not even the conversation in society.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm whatever I am, okay?
Right.
When you see me, then we'll discuss all that stuff.
Right.
But I knew this. I knew that I was on the earth to, quote-unquote, make things better. That's why I was here.
Right.
And also, to grow. It was only later I realized I'm also here to enjoy myself.
Yes.
I didn't even know at the beginning.
Yes.
And
yes.
I was very quiet. I was always observing. I'm the firstborn of three,
mm-hmm.
me, then my sister, then my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I just was kind of taking stuff in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I would see, okay, I was born in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be sitting. We used to call it the stoop, sitting on the stoop.
Yeah.
If you don't know that, it means on the step leading up to the building.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sitting on the stoop, and I would just observe the people that walked by.
Right.
And I would feel stuff, which I thought was normal. Okay, it's what everybody does. Okay?
Right.
And I wonder what they had done to themselves, literally, that now they look like this and felt like this.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know then. I couldn't have used this language then. But I would feel either their sadnesses. I'm an empath, okay?
Yeah, me too.
I would feel their sadnesses.
Mm-hmm.
I would feel sorrow. Mm-hmm. I would look at some of their eyes, which was not a good idea, okay? Because I would see and feel their pain.
Yes.
And I could see their body, and I thought, what did they do to themselves that they look like this, that, or the other? And this isn't judgmental, folks.
Right.
This is a natural-born, call me mystic intuitive, call, make up other words. I don't really care.
Right.
Somebody gave me new words to move along with that Pluto and Aquarius and all the planets changing. What am I? A biofield something, or rather than an energy healer. Biofield transformers.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Whatever the newer language might be. And those of you that are Gen Alpha or Gen Z, and yes, I've got clients that and all that. So, and it doesn't matter what age you are, it's about whether you keep your mentality open. Do you allow yourself to grow?
Right.
And it would be sad, sad, sad. If I didn't share some of the wisdom, I'd like to share all of it that I've gleaned over the years, including things that I didn't have to do.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I am actually a natural born intuitive, and yes, I've studied. It's not like I didn't study. No matter what your gifts and talents are, study. Mm-hmm. Hone them. Make them to the next level.
Right.
Allow yourself to evolve and grow. You don't stop at where you start. You start where you start, and you go beyond and beyond and beyond. So I knew, and I didn't know how to explain how I
knew. Yeah.
How do you know? I don't know. I just know. Okay. Yeah. The stuff I felt and saw.
Yes.
And
yes.
If you want to know from physics how to know everything is connected, read from Nassim Harriman. Mm-hmm. Go to his resonanceScience.com. I think the courses are still free. Mm-hmm. But now he's got a new organization called the Interplanetary States Society, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's brilliant. This guy's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And now physics is now teaching what metaphysics also teaches. They have met.
Right.
That physics now teaches that the universe is alive.
Yeah.
We are all part of the universe. It's not just out there. The
exactly.
universe is also me, it's you, it's all of us.
It's all of us.
We are all connected.
Yes.
All of us.
Yeah.
Everything affects everything. And the more any of us evolve, the more it all evolves.
Yes.
And if you're going to ask me if someone devolves, then yes, there are people that devolve because they choose to.
Exactly.
When someone refuses to learn and does harmful stuff and chooses, and notice the verb I'm using, chooses to refrain from evolving and growing, they literally are devolving energetically.
Yes.
That does not mean the next time, say, they're born again, they're going to be a cockroach. That's not what it means. Okay, I'm just saying that energetically they are devolving. Does it have to happen? No, none of that. No. But when someone doesn't want to take responsibility for their own behavior,
right,
refusing to be accountable and blaming this, that, and the other, that's not going to get you anywhere.
Yeah,
it may seem to on the third dimensional plane, but no, it doesn't.
Yeah,
and now so many people are evolving and growing from everywhere, and I mean everywhere.
Yes, yes.
It's all going to be changing.
Oh, it is. It is changing.
It's already in the process.
Yes, it is in the process.
It's already in Aquarius. Yeah. It's going to retro back for a minute to Capricorn. And then once we're at the end of 2024, we're going to be, Pluto was going to be in Aquarius for almost 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to bring a lot of change. Neptune is going to be shifting from Pisces to Aries. That's going to be a big change.
Mm-hmm.
And soon after that, a year or two, I have to look at the ephemeris. I'm not doing it right now. Uranus is going to be changing also. So within the next 5 years, so still within the 2020s and into the 2030s and 40s, things are going to be different. Will they all be easier? Well, if you're taking care of the planet, they can get easier.
Yes.
If you're not, and you're not taking care of yourself, no, there can be challenge.
That's right.
However, there's also people creating and inventing new things. And the more you grow your own abilities to use your your own talents, your own gifts, right. your brain, to open up your DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about having to put, things in you. I'm not talking about putting electromagnetic stuff in you. I'm talking yeah. about you, your personal self.
Right.
And I'm not saying there isn't a place for that. I wear constant, well, I don't wear them a lot, but I had cataract surgery,
mm-hmm.
and because I needed it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And all of that kind of stuff. There's a place appropriately used, but just to gratuitously do stuff, please don't.
Right.
Don't. Learn how to open your own DNA. Learn, and do I teach that? Yes, it's part of the courses.
Mm-hmm.
And in private sessions, all of that stuff.
Yes.
Learn how to grow your own telomeres.
Yes.
Okay, the telomeres are the part of the stuff at the end of the DNA that's described as looking like a shoelace.
Mm-hmm.
So when the telomeres get shorter and shorter and shorter, the person can get older and older and older.
Okay.
And what will do that? Stress.
Mm.
And inflammation and other things.
Wow.
Now, most people that I know don't want to go, oh, good, let me get decrepit and everything. No. And I'm of a number that I'm a senior, okay? And my body does look different than when I was 18. But I'm still cute.
Absolutely.
I'm still nice.
Absolutely.
I'm still a woman.
That's right.
You don't have to be a woman. You can be a man. You can be not bimodal. That's different. You can be whatever you are.
Right.
Okay. This isn't like you have to only be one way. No. No. I even wonder sometimes that people who may seem to be different than what used to be called the norm, mm-hmm. maybe that's what we need when we go to other planets. We don't know yet because we're not yet there.
Right.
I don't know what it's going to be when we're on, say, Venus or
right.
Mars. Mars will be first. Venus. Ha! Okay. What is going to be required?
Right.
We don't know.
No, we don't.
And we are going to be different. The human species is going to shift when we're on environments where the gravity is different,
mm-hmm.
where the air is different. Because even if we create a biosphere and we have plants to give us oxygen and all that, it's not going to be the same as on the Earth.
Right.
And if the Earth, those of us that live here, mm-hmm. aren't taking personal responsibility, and at the very least, I will reiterate, be vegan, mm-hmm. plant-based.
Yes.
Minimally one day a week.
Yes.
Every week.
Yes.
Without doubling up on meat or any of that stuff.
Yeah, give it a try. Give it a try. Yes, absolutely.
Yes, you are part of healing the world.
Well,
And for anybody who thinks that you get weaker when you're a vegan, if you have Netflix, go and watch The Game Changer or Game Changer.
Yeah,
while
yeah.
it's still there, okay?
Yeah.
This is about athletes. They're yeah. not all 4'10".
I saw that. Yes, I saw that.
Did mm-hmm. you see it?
Yes, I did.
They're over 6 feet. These are like strong
muscle
people,
men.
Black
yes.
ones, white ones, mixed ones. They're all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they began being vegan because the coach had studied whatever. They won more games. They got stronger.
Mm-hmm.
They got healthier.
Yes.
The wife of one of them has a cookbook. I'm more vegan. She doesn't have more vegan. I have my book. And there's other people. You can go on the internet.
Yes.
And just ask for recipes. And you'll get them.
Yes.
And all of that. So it's a fallacy. It is incorrect that meat eaters are necessarily stronger. They are not.
Nope.
Because you have to know how to be plant-based.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said to me once, so if I live on pizza and Coca-Cola, so is that good? No. It's all chemicals. It's a good way to kill yourself. Don't do that.
It's a good way to kill yourself, yeah.
Not wise.
Yeah.
And don't play games with yourself. Like when I say organic, it isn't because I want to spend more money. I do not. It's because I don't know what's being sprayed on stuff.
Right.
And if it kills bugs and insects and things, do you really think it's good for you?
Mm-hmm.
It is not.
Right. That's
most
right.
Most of what we are made up of, it's at least half. I read the stats. I don't remember. Is bacteria. When I read that, I got so grossed out. I said, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it is.
Yeah.
And some of it we need to live. Some of it not so much. But all that. So that's part of what makes us what we are. And someone is eating poison. What do you think that's going to do for you?
Right.
Not good. Good.
Yep. Not good. Well, Audrey, we are going to wrap it up, but you most certainly shared a lot of information. And before we leave, I just want you to say your website one more time.
Okay, so the website is AudreyNow.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call me. Because I have a U.S. SIM card in my phone, and I have an international call plan. So if you're in the States, it is a local call.
Okay.
So my number, and I realize this is global, but here we go. My number is 917-494-0628. And if you call or you text, leave a message, including your name and the actual number.
Yes.
Be clear about that. And thank you, Sonia. You are a treasure. You are amazing.
Thank you.
And everyone who's listening to this, you also are a treasure.
That's right.
And use that as an affirmation. I am a treasure. I am made of divine light.
Yes.
I shine like a gem. I am a gem.
Yes.
And remember, I love myself.
Yes.
I love myself.
Mm-hmm. So everyone, you just heard what the transformational goddess of light just said. I don't even have to do my exit part of my podcast because she just did it. She just said it, and that is what I want everybody to remember. The treasure is you. So everybody, have a great day, have a lovely evening, and stay safe and take care. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.